We can forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. But the greatest tragedy in life is the person who is afraid of the light. We can forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. But the greatest tragedy in life is someone who is afraid of the light. It's a quote from Plato, great ancient Greek philosopher. And in many ways, it captures the essence of our celebration tonight, which is that in the first under an hour, I don't know how long we've been here so far, in the first under an hour of this service, we have both, from a natural standpoint and a spiritual standpoint, seen progressive enlightenment. It's interesting that in terms of lighting technology, on a natural level, we have just walked through like the first couple 100,000 years of human history. Right? So we started with fire, which was the only lighting source for most of our early ancestors. We moved to candles, which was sort of the next step in technology, in lighting technology. Actually, we kind of miss oil lamps. Next year, we got to get some of those, Pam. Oil lamps. We kind of skipped oil lamps. But if we have to jump over oil lamps, we go from fire to candles and eventually beginning with the Gloria with light bulbs. That on a natural level, we have moved from darkness to light. Similarly, from a spiritual level, we have moved throughout the course of salvation history from darkness to light, from the void at the beginning of Genesis to the creation of light, and then throughout salvation history, we see the gradual enlightenment of God's people, the progressive illumination of God's people. We've seen it in our liturgy as all of the lights off until the Gloria. The Gloria, the great song of the angels upon the birth of Jesus, who is to become the light of the world. And so we shine the lights brightly. And then finally, we end in our gospel at daybreak, on the first day of the week. At daybreak, the dawning of a new day, and how the resurrection represents the conquest of death and sin by the one who is light itself, Jesus Christ. So friends, this liturgy, in all of its symbolism, is about the movement from darkness to light. It's about progressive enlightenment, progressive illumination. Sadly, of course, we know that darkness still exists. And in some ways, darkness seems to outweigh the light. That in a world in which we seem to be able to see more, darkness seems to win sometimes. As we seem to know more and to see more, right? Depression and loneliness and suicide, these things seem to grow. Though the light is present in many ways, in many other ways, in terms of social injustice, in terms of our temptation sometimes to isolate ourselves and to be tempted towards selfishness, the darkness can win out. The battle that wages in this liturgy is the battle between light and darkness. And each of us have that choice. It's not just the catechumen and the candidates tonight who will be initiated into the church in just a few moments. It's not just them. It's all of us who have the chance and the opportunity each year in this liturgy to renew our commitment to the light, to reject anything that makes us want to conceal and hide, to reject anything that makes us want to isolate ourselves in darkness, to reject anything that takes us into the darkness. We have that choice tonight. To let the light of Christ shine in our hearts more brightly. so that we, the light of Christ, might shine through us, so that we might become the light on a hill, the light that shines out so that others can see. That's our choice tonight, light or darkness. We have that choice, not just those entering the church, all of us, to live more fully for the one who is light itself. Because we can be quite forgiving of the child who's afraid of the dark. But the greatest tragedy in life is someone that's afraid of the light.